Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, 2017 is going to be an awesome year. Today, we're going to begin to share 17 prophetic words for 2017. God's got great plans in store for us. I want you to be encouraged. As a matter of fact, the first word that we're going to share is from Patricia King when they're talking about, you know, we've got to begin to prepare our hearts. You know, prophecy is an invitation by God to enter into the promises of God. And let's start with the very first prophetic word for 17 words in 2017. Let's go there now.
Just because, and I feel like there's a lot of people watching right now that are really getting hit with fear and depression. And I just want to encourage you, all the more this is for you, because it silences you. It brings about fear. And this is the season. This is exactly what this is exactly your year of breakthrough. And I just wanted to encourage you with that. But as I was going through this, I was singing the Psalms. And I am telling you, my lifeline was singing the Psalms. And I just began to ask the Lord, do I need to forgive? Do I have offense? Because the Lord showed me that when He sets our seasons up for great breakthrough, if we're still harboring offense and, you know, unforgiveness, that it's pretty impossible to get breakthrough, because you've got to let go of the last season. Mm-hmm. And I just really, as I stepped into 2017, I just went before the Lord. I want to encourage you this. If there's people that you need to forgive, the Holy Spirit will bring their names to you. And I feel like there's a supernatural inner healing that's going to come quickly, that will allow you to lean upon the Lord and the Holy Spirit to just refresh you, almost reboot your heart and your mind, so that when you step into this season, the past is the past, and you're stepping on new ground. Ooh. With a fresh birth. And great expectation. It's hard to have great expectation when you're holding on to a fence. And a fence will never let you go. Mm-hmm. You have to let it go.
Yeah.
And when you let it go,
that's so good.
That's when the healing comes.
I just feel so much oil on that. And many of you are getting ministered to right now. You are going to have your breakthrough in 2017. Mm-hmm. And God is going to reveal to you the things that you have to let go, so that you can move forward into new realms that are going to be glorious for you. They really are. You know, God is always speaking about our glorious future. That's what I love about the prophetic. You know, it's like, I know some people that they're really buried in doom and gloom prophecies and that, but I know the Lord to be a God of hope, and He is showing you your potential for 2017. That's what the prophetic is to do. He says that this is a season of breakthrough. You're going to hear about it all year long. And so you can take this for yourself. Believe the prophets and succeed. Take hold of a breakthrough in the areas where you need breakthrough.
This is so important, because we're going to be sharing 17 prophetic words for 2017. And the very first one is important, because you have to prepare your heart to be able to receive what God's going to do. And the enemy loves to offend. As a matter of fact, John Bevere wrote a book called The Bait of Satan. And it's about the spirit of offense. And some of the scripture tells us that where there's contention, there's pride. When you have contention going on, and pride is easily offended. And when we actually just deny ourselves, pick up our cross, think about the Lord and others, we're not as offended as much. But we have to begin to let things go. Like she said, I thought it was pretty powerful that, you know, offense won't let you go. You have to let it go. And God's got awesome things in store for us. And the enemy, you know, you may be offended because of things that happened in your past, but I don't want you to miss out on what God's going to do. I mean, it's some major things. We've been talking about some major breakthroughs. This is a breakthrough year in 2017. But if you hold on, imagine this. You got a fence between you and God's blessing, and the blessing is not going to come through that fence. It's offense. It has to go. It's the bait of Satan. More people are trapped by that, and they say, you know what? I'm going to let God's people go. I'm going to forgive them. I'm going to forgive my parents. I'm going to forgive my children. I'm going to forgive my spouse. I'm going to forgive my boss. I'm going to forgive my employees. I'm going to forgive all those guys and women in Washington, D.C., right? Just forgive them all. and enter into the blessing. And so I'm so encouraged about that. Get this book, John Bevere, The Fear of the Lord. It's one thing he says in that book I think is powerful. Actually, a lot of things. But one, Beta Satan is what it's called, is, yes. Well, actually, Fear of the Lord is one. He wrote this particular quote. You know, you serve what you fear. If you fear man, you serve man. If you fear God, you serve God, but you serve what you fear. And that goes right in, you know, I will forgive folks and get offense out of my life if I fear God. But if I fear man, we're stuck with that offense in our life. We're thinking more about man than God. So it's so important. It's like, you know, God, I want this blessing. I want everything you have in store for me. And God wants to get it to you, but you got to be willing to get rid of, get healed in your heart and let God do that inner healing that's taking place. So Bait of Satan and Fear of the Lord also. Those are two real good books by John Bevere.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.